The Alaska VA healthcare system is working to get the word out about their Tribal Veteran Representative Program. TVRs are volunteers that train to assist Native veterans in their communities with filing VA paperwork to access benefits through the VA system. Marsha Hoffman-DeVoe is the Alaska VA healthcare spokeswoman. She says it's a simple one-page form for someone to nominate a community person to be their TVR.
It might be the tribal council, or the tribal government, or oftentimes since we work with healthcare organizations, it may be someone within the healthcare organization. That tells us as a VA federal facility that this person is vetted, you know, by an organization in their community.
Hoffman-DeVoe says the TVRs get 3 days of training. She says currently there are 35 in Alaska, but the goal is to have 65 more trained in 2012 for a total of 100. She says they hope to get people in positions all across the state.
There's not as many in interior Alaska, and I don't think we have anybody down like on the Aleutian chain. But we have several in southeast Alaska, several on the Kenai Peninsula. We're as far north as Barrow, Kotzebue, and Nome. We have some in western Alaska. So we actually are getting a pretty good representation, you know, throughout the state.
The positions are not VA jobs, but are instead community volunteers who want to help their fellow veterans. Willard Jackson Sr. is a TVR in Ketchikan. Jackson is a Vietnam vet who served with the Army's 82nd Airborne Infantry Division. He's been a tribal veteran representative for 5 years. He says all veterans are entitled to something in the system, whether it's health care, home loans, or education. He says this is important for young men and women just coming home.
They're not coming in the system. We really need to get them registered there at a two-year window to apply for schooling. Once that's over, then, you know, it's a long struggle for them to get back in to go to schooling.
Jackson stresses the importance of getting registered as soon as veterans get home. He says he has found that in helping other vets, he also benefits from the experience.
It's an honor to work with the Iraqi vets and Afghanistan vets. And not only helps them, it helps me also. It helps me to process a lot of stuff that I forgot. I think those that are coming on board, if they look at it in that aspect, it would certainly help them in their process with post-traumatic stress or any other issues that were connected to a combat issue.
The VA pays for travel and lodging for the person attending the training. The next training will be in Anchorage in the spring. Hoffman-DeVoe says information will be posted on the Alaska VA website in December.